Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
Calling up a woman because I was dating her daughter and her daughter wouldn't call me back. So I'm going to see if mom can help me out.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak with Mrs. Fleischer, please?
This is she.
Hi, Mrs. Fleischer. This is Brandon Knibbuck. This is Marlene's son.
Oh, hey, Brandon. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Is Nicole around?
No, she's not here right now.
Okay, because I wanted to talk to you without her nearby, because as you probably know, her and I went out and had
a date. I do know, yeah.
And that was more than 10 days ago.
Right.
And I've been trying not to be too persistent, but I'm getting the feeling that I'm being brushed off.
You know, I'm sure she's just busy.
Right.
I'm sure that's all.
Well, I've gotten, and I don't know if you've ever seen a picture of me, because it is hard to believe, but I've gotten brushed off more often than not. And the difference
I'm sure
is...
I'm sure you're very attractive.
And see, usually what happens is with the whole brush-off thing, it's not that big of a deal. But with Nicole, I mean, my God, I just... Wow, you know, like, in all my 24 years, that's 2 hours, you know? Just, wow, she was great.
Well, that is very sweet.
And so I'm wondering maybe if you can... put in a word for me or a reference or a recommendation or
don't know if that would be a very good idea.
Here's what I know. We were supposed to go to dinner. We were supposed to have dinner. We were supposed to have some drinks, right?
Yep.
And then we were supposed to go over. My friend was having a party, and we were supposed to go over to his house and hang out. And then after the drink, she got like a phone call. I don't know what happened. She all happened in the bathroom, and she came out, and she said, I'm sorry, I got to go. And, you know, and then she called and thanked me, but she did it when she knew I wasn't around. And then I called her back, and, you know, I just know if I had another chance, you know?
I don't think you need to
worry
about
it. Is she, like, is she wowed by romance, like flowers every hour on the hour, or maybe what if, like, a poem, and I call her, like, every 20 minutes and give her another line of the poem on her voicemail or something?
No, I just don't think. I would wait for, you know, I would wait for her to call you back.
I gotta be honest with you. She, like, and when you make a list of the perfect person, the one you want to be the mother of your children... You know, like she had it all. She's so beautiful and so put together and so smart and so funny and so educated and so motivated and such a great job. And so, I mean, I was the envy of every guy, you know. I mean, the package, the beauty and the education, like you don't see that, you know.
You know what, Brandon? You know what? She's you know, she's my daughter. She's a wonderful girl, obviously. But, you know, she's not perfect, you know. She's not all that fabulous, you know. I mean, you know, she's not neat, you know. For instance, you know, so that makes, you know, she's not
like
very neat.
Like isn't tidy.
Yeah.
That's not important. I mean, what's important is the beauty and the education and the motivation and the vivacious. She loves living life, you know.
I know. You know, but you know,
and
she's
I know
not,
if she had the chance, she loved living life with me.
Here's the thing: she's not that educated. I mean, she is. I mean, she is. But she, you know, like 3 years ago, she was going to take a year off from school, and you know, that was 3 years ago. So, you know, it's just
you
know,
don't
just
need...
don't build her up in your own mind. I don't think to make it that, you know, don't put her on a pedestal.
I'm not building her up, and I got to be honest, I'm almost getting mad at you for putting her down. Like, I need to defend her honor.
No, Brandon. I mean, no.
I mean, you're her mom, you know?
I know that. And I love my daughter and everything. I just don't want you to get too worked up about this, you know? I mean, you know, obviously, there's other things, you know, that she's just not perfect about. I mean, her credit's not great, you know.
Right. You know what? The only thing I'm a little nervous about.
Yeah.
And because I saw, you know, you can always tell the daughter, you know, with the look at the mom and you'll see what the daughter looks like deal.
Yeah.
You know, so I did see a picture of you, and to be honest, you're not my type.
Well,
you're maybe a little stocky.
There you go. So let's just say that. Let's just say that that's what it is, okay?
Yeah.
That she's you know, going to be stocky like her mother.
Right.
When she grows up.
Like
that
you.
Help? That she's you know, going to be stocky like her mother.
Right.
When she grows up.
Like
that
you.
Help? You know,
stocky like you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Stocky like me. So, you know, does that help?
Yes,
know,
I'm no longer interested in her. And I have to be honest with you.
Well,
this is Jeff with the Burt Show at All the Hits Q100. And your daughter, Nicole, asked me to phone scam you because she's tired of the blind dates.
What?
This is all. I've never met your daughter face to face, ever. I don't know anything about her. And
okay, this is not Brandon. So what you're saying is.
My name is Jeff. I'm with the Burt Show at All the Hits Q100. We're a radio station here in town, and we've just phone scammed you. You're. Courtesy of your daughter, Nicole.
Oh, dear.
Who doesn't want you to set her up on blind dates. And I'm supposed to make
I'm
you
getting
say...
I'm getting the point.
I'm
about...
supposed to make you say, I promise not to set Nicole up on blind dates anymore.
Okay. All right. I promise. What, Jeff, right?
Yes, I promise.
I promise Jeff / Brandon that I will not set up my daughter on blind dates anymore.
We will scam you. The Burt Show.